This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamavon. We're continuing in the Sefer Tzipis Yeshua. I want to thank my good friend, Rav Gedalia Schwartz, for sending out the reminders, because he reminded me to make sure to be on the shir today. Okay, so yesterday we began the third parak, and the Chafetz Chaim said that until now, we were discussing the obligation of awaiting the coming of Mashiach mitzad haseichel, the logical obligation, where we look at Hashem's track record, everything He's promised us when we were in Egypt, every single detail came true. So therefore, we based on that, a proven track record, we know that davar echad midvarav loy achar loy yashav reikam. But now we're going to speak about the obligation from Chazal, where Chazal tells that this is one of the primary questions that one is asked after 120. And yesterday, we learned a very powerful psikta rabasi, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the tzaddikim, it's not good that you're doing, that you love the Torah and you don't love my malchus. Even tzaddikim that love the Torah, they will be demanded, they will be indicted if they did not await the coming of Mashiach. In other words, it's not enough. It's not enough to learn Torah. It's beautiful to learn Torah. It's wonderful to learn Torah. But it's not enough. A person has to couple that with being Mitzapa Yeshua. And yesterday we learned the Yalkut Anecha, that at the time of the Churban, Hashem said to Yitzchak, don't say that maybe we won't return. There'll be a generation that will be Mitzapa for my Malchus, and they'll be redeemed immediately. And yesterday we explained the pasuk, v'yesh tikva la'achariseich, when you're mekaveh, when you await the end, then v'shavu banum l'gvulam. In other words, what's holding up the geula is not awaiting the Mashiach. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that if we would only have this one avera, that we don't await the geula, that alone is enough to prolong our galus. And now we're going to learn something very powerful. The Chafetz Chaim says, "Vinei yadua shenisharnu batar laharchik midevei sheker." We all know that we are warned to distance from falsehood. K'may shekasov, like it says, "Midvar sheker terchak." From a false word, distance yourself. V'hainu afilu madavar ze inenu sheker gamur. Even if the matter is not outright falsehood. Rak sheish b'ktsas tarovish she'ena emes. If there's even a small admixture of falsehood, of something that's not true, gamkin husharnu b'zeh. We're also warned against this, as we see in the Gemara in Shu'as Daf Lamed Aleph. V'zehu afilum hu medaberim ishe kemoisai. This warning that we're commanded to avoid even something which is slightly not fully true is even if we're speaking to someone like ourselves. V'chol shekein hu medaberim nasi b'Yisrael. Certainly, let's say if we were speaking to the most eminent member of the Jewish people, the Kal V'chomer, ben Benoishel Kal V'chomer, and all the more so, Imhu Medabrim Hashem Yisbarach, if one is speaking directly to God, Imhu Bevada Yishlizar Menoish Davar Sheker Lefanav. Oh boy, do you have to be careful not to speak falsehood. U'kumay Shekasov, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Doi Vershkarim Lo Yikain Leneged Einoi. One who speaks falsehood will not be established before my eyes. So we know that MS is the hallmark characteristic of Hashem. We therefore have to distance ourselves. It's not enough not to speak falsehood. We have to distance ourselves from it. And not just falsehood, even something which is not completely true. And imagine this applies even when speaking to an ordinary person. All the more so if you're speaking to a tzaddik, a gadol. And it goes without saying, if you're standing before God, how Hashem abhors falsehood. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us about the Arba Shenichnas Lepardes. They said, when you come to blue marble, don't cry out, water, water. Because that's falsehood. And upstairs, in front of Hashem, Doiver Shkarim Lo Yikain Leneged Einoi. This is even if you don't invoke the name of God in the matter that you're speaking. Imagine if you invoke the name of God and you spoke to God and you lied. That's not a good idea. You certainly need great carefulness. Therefore, it is wondrous. How can we say three times a day, Aleinu? And we conclude, we say in Aleinu, therefore we hope to you, Hashem our God, Lirois Mehera Bisiferas Uzecha, to see swiftly the splendor of your might. Here it is, we say to God, Hashem, we're awaiting your redemption, and we say it by invoking two names of Hashem, Al Kein Nechavelcha Hashem Elokeinu. Now, if in truth we were awaiting that Hashem reveal Himself swiftly, every person would have to prepare himself to know the subject of the service of Hashem. All the halachos that are relevant to bringing karbanos and the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Chofetz Chaim brings in the third chapter what he considers a fundamental aspect of awaiting the coming Mashiach, and that is learning and knowing halacha l'maisa, what to do, hilchasa l'mashicha, when Mashiach comes. How are you going to bring karbanos? How are you going to be able to observe the halachas in the Beis HaMikdash? Because if you're really awaiting the coming of Mashiach, then you need to prepare to know what to do. The dugma, mitzapin shavei amelach ba'ir. For example, if you were expecting and awaiting the king to come, afilu be'ezus svek sveika, even if there was a remote possibility, wouldn't everyone be mekashten at kolar chavis lechvaydai? Wouldn't they adorn the streets in his honor? Afilu miye elef rechavis v'ir, even if there would be 1,000 streets in the city. Misafik pen yisadach rechavzah, maybe the king will travel down that road. So you're going to get that road ready. So therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, if we really are awaiting Hashem's arrival, then wouldn't we prepare ourselves to know the halachos that will be nageya them? Ba'avor sha'az kol adinim nagim l'maisa. Because then all the laws will be relevant. V'im talmid chacham lo yed behem, halo lebizay niyalai. If the learned people, if the sages don't know what to do, it's going to be shameful. So why is it that we don't learn the halachos of that will be relevant when Mashiach comes? You know why? Ein zois kiim shebefinu levad anu oimer l'fnei Hashem davar she'einenu kein. It's only because with our mouths alone, we're speaking before Hashem something that has no semblance of truth. We tell God we're awaiting His arrival, but we actually do not mean it, even in the slightest. We are totally not awaiting Hashem's arrival. Uvifrat lahazker shnei shemas hakadoshim alza, especially, specifically, to mention God's name in connection of this. Ukeshe yizboinein ba'atzmai. When you think about yourself, yimsa shemazker yoyser me'arbam shemas hakadoshim chol shavua. You actually invoke God's name more than 40 times a week. Twice for Shacharis, twice for Mincha, twice for Maariv. And that means you're doing it 42 times a week. You're saying, Hashem Elokeinu, I am eagerly anticipating your arrival. Actually, Hashem, I'm not really. I'm just saying these words because I'm on autopilot. Gimel Pamelenu, Uvechezbon Shana, in the course of a year, Humazkir Yisrael Payim, you're saying God's name more than 2,000 times for nothing. You're saying to Hashem that you're awaiting His arrival. And the truth is, you're not waiting at all. So this behooves us to make good on our word. A word is a word. And if you're going to say that you're waiting, and if you're going to invoke Hashem's name, you better be actually waiting. And waiting means preparing. And what does it mean to prepare for Hashem's arrival? Preparing means to know what to do. And the only way to know what to do, says the Chofetz Chaim, is to be proficient in the halachos that will be noigea then. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Have an amazing evening. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.